We're going to have one more little thing just before we make our way down to the Canby Club. And in fact, actually, I'm going to leave this open now because I've done a fair bit of talking. Has anyone got any questions? Anything this morning? It's a pretty knockabout because we haven't been able to do the walk. Has anyone got anything they'd like to ask?
Were you still fined in Spain? Were you fined in Spain?
No.
$10,000.
No, they gave us our money back, and we, via the Melons deal, managed to get our money back to the bank on Canby Island. So,
how did you get your first keys in Netherlands? Because there was no name.
True.
At the bank.
Very good. I was at drama school at the age of 17, so I was learning the act of how to be an actor. One of the girls I was drama school was a Dutch lady from the Netherlands. And she was from quite a posh Hague family. And she was marrying an English guy that was one of the directors of Sotheby's, which is a big, big auction house in England. So she said, anyone in the class would like to come to my wedding in Holland, you are all welcome. Holland? No. So I travelled to Holland for a wedding. And I'm at this very, very posh wedding in this real posh hall in The Hague. The guy that was doing the DJing, I slapped up to him, how'd you do? Right, fine. He said, where are you from? From England, right? He said, I'm trying to organise to bring English bands to Holland. Sir, I have a band. There is no problem here. So we exchanged telephone numbers, and as a result of preparation, and we bought a van for £15, and then we travelled to Holland, and that's where we did our first six gigs. Any more?
Yeah, what is rhythm and blues?
Not sure. Right, that's not for me to answer, because, and I've got to say this, and this sort of thing happens to me a real lot. People say, you know this band so-and-so? I don't know. No. Or this particular aspect of music, is it? No. I am not an expert on music. My job as manager of Dr. Philwood, which I've been doing, and I love my job, is really to deal with the logistics of can the band get from Thessalonica one night to Alta in northern Norway the next, to make sure that all of our arrangements worldwide, that we have good agency, that our travel deals are on board to monitor currency problems and find ways out of the tax bits and pieces. I'm more of a mechanic. And when people say your band should be this or your band, that's nothing to do with me. That is the magic that unfolds with what we deal with. The current Feel Good Boys, we're booked out until May 2010. If we're R&B, we're R&B. If we're not, we're not. We are an act. We go out, we entertain people. As far as I'm concerned, I'm in the business of being associated with selling smiles. And I love that. What pigeonhole we fall into, that's up to other people to say. Any more?
What's the most unusual venue that
happens? Unusual. I have to scroll back a little bit here. Throughout a year, we'll probably make about 120 to 130 shows a year, and have done for 30 years. And most of our formats are function rooms, clubs, sometimes on a boat, sometimes on the back of a lorry, sometimes in a town square, sometimes in a bull ring, sometimes under a mountain. So, you know, I wouldn't say an unusual. I mean, we've had real crappy circumstances. One that comes to mind with not all gigs are good for us. We will always do our best, and the band will always do their best. But there was one particular gig that comes to mind, and we call it the Mushroom Gig. Now, this was in the days of Mr. Lee Brillo, and we were booked to do around 12 shows in France. And it was somewhere in Provence, so the town I'm not quite sure, Arles or something around there. But we're booked into small theatres and clubs. And we've turned up at 5 o'clock at this club. It looks okay from the outside. But walked in, see the stage. And the stage is made up of four different mushrooms, artificial mushrooms that have been built at different heights. Now, what Barmy club owner did that organised this, which is more for a kind of disco thing of artists getting up and doing more karaoke or backing track singing. So we had the drummer on, Kevin on one mushroom, Phil on another mushroom, a bit lower down, Steve the guitarist on a medium-sized mushroom, and Lee was on the smallest mushroom at the bottom. So the most unusual gig, I'll probably have to say, is the mushroom gig. Anyone else? Okay, right, it's 20 to 12. So what we'll do now, just to give everyone, sort of rain subsided, we'll all have a walk down, those of you who want to. It's a 10-minute walk, we can just follow the leader. We're leaving about 5-10 minutes, and we'll make our way to the Canby Club. The Canby Club is where the Feelgoods first started out as the jug band, and also where one of our album sleeves was shot, Sneaking Suspicion. And it's a very strong roots situation for us. So thank you all again. You've been a lovely audience. I'm sorry we didn't do the walk, but as a compensation, I thought we should try and do something. So, ladies and gentlemen.